This is what happens when fourth generation agave growing families finally make a tequila for themselves and not just for the market. Today, we're diving into La Lea Blanco, a Valles tequila that leans hard into tradition, Tijuana crushed agaves, brick ovens, natural fermentation, copper pot stills, and spring water straight from the mountains. This bottle came to me in this beautiful gift box. Check it out. And I was really excited to get it. I already did a video about the box. It's got some nice tasting glasses and this amazing bottle of tequila. Tonight, we're diving into this. So let's see if the tequila lives up to all this hype. La Lea is produced in Amatitán, right in the heart of the Valles under NOM 1607. And I know 1607 has not always been known for making the most traditional or the most additive-free type tequilas. So this one, hopefully we'll see something a little different. This is low altitude, volcanic soil, intense sun, mineral-rich mountain spring water. I read that these are estate-grown, minimum six-year-old agaves harvested at full maturity with very experienced jimadores. So when you listen to that method, I know that this tequila wasn't rushed because none of those things can be done quickly. And let's break down some of those time frames. Brick oven cooking, agave slow cooked for 48 hours at low temperatures, 90 to 95 degrees Celsius. It preserves natural sugars, fruity sweetness, and texture. Tijuana extraction. That's a 2-ton stone that just rolls over the agave while they're putting that mountain spring water in there. This preserves an earthiness, a vegetal taste. It adds a lot of minerality notes that the roller mill just simply doesn't. It's natural fermentation at 9 to 11 bricks fermented with agave fibers and wild yeast introduced naturally. And this takes around 60 hours. This creates a lot of depth and a lot of flavor. And honestly, fermentation is where most of the magic happens. Production's overseen by master distiller Carlos R. Izar. This is 2-pass copper distillation to highlight everything in the agave and the minerality. All right, let's open this one up. All right, on the nose, I'm definitely getting a nice cooked agave. It really smells like a really roasted agave smell. I also pick up a lot of wet earth. There's a little bit of a grassy note, rosemary, a little bit of citrus, and just a nice minerality. So I definitely like the nose. Let's give it a sip. It's got a nice sweetness, good cooked agave. I get a lot of earthiness, I get a little bit of pepper, a little bit of that citrus kind of in the format of a lime. Not like super overtaking, but just a really nice, like bright, limey flavor. Probably a little more in the finish. And there's also like that grassy herbal note is there too. It has a nice mouthfeel as well. And the sweetness is really nice. I like the way that cooked agave turns into this nice sweetness. The finish carries that sweetness and that citrus and that lime and a little bit of minerality. It's not a crazy long finish. It's not a crazy complex finish, but it's a very good. This is a very nice sipping Blanco. This isn't like your standard just cocktail Blanco. This is one that I would really sip on it. Now, another part of this that we didn't talk about is this Blanco's rested up to 14 days in American white oak. Now, that does kind of soften a Blanco. It rounds the edges a little bit. And it does add a little bit more sweetness. I will say in this, I didn't really pick up any wood attributes, but the sweetness that I get, it does make sense. I can't wait to taste some of their other options that they have, their Repo and their Añejo, and really see how this Blanco carries through a longer rested product. This Blanco feels like a really nice tequila. Now, I'm not picking up any shortcuts. There's definitely no celebrity garbage going on here. It does, to me, just taste like agave water, time and tradition. I'm really looking forward to potentially getting a brand to interview with this brand in 2026 to talk about how they came up with the idea. Why did they go to this really strong traditional idea in making tequila? And what's next for this brand? Hopefully we can get that set up in the future. If you're a fan of traditional, clean valley style tequila, I think this one deserves your attention. If you've had it, leave a comment. Let me know if you've had it. If you're looking to try it, let me know. I'll also put a link in the description of where you can find this tequila. Thanks for watching. Have a great night.